Cabo at the Clinton is our monthly film series at the Clinton Street Theater. This month, on Thursday, April 14th at 7 p.m., Cabo at the Clinton will show Who Are My People? Who Are My People is a documentary film which follows four Native American elders as they seek to preserve cultural resources, including large geoglyphs, from the building of renewable energy facilities in California's Mojave Desert. Director Robert Lundahl will be in attendance. Again, that's Who Are My People, Thursday, April 14th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, April 11th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, Real Community Radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Today's weather, it's a little murky out there, mostly overcast. Looking at a high around 67 today, not much in the way of wind. And for tonight, overcast skies and a low around 48, light variable winds. By the way, on the weekend, did anyone notice an absolutely exquisitely beautiful new moon floating up there? And for tomorrow, it's 50-50 regarding showers, mostly later in the day, and a high is around 63, south winds 8 to 10 miles per hour. Well, as many people already know, David Swanson will be in town on the 16th at the First Unitarian, and it'll be at 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., so be ready for that. Usually it's an evening gig. And in the off chats that you're not able to make that big event, stay tuned because David Swanson is our guest today. He'll be with us in just a moment. He is reviewing, he's writing about he's writing about a film that just came out. Israeli war lies fall as corporate media falls. A new film narrated by Roger Waters is The Occupation of the American Mind. It's got to be the world's easiest occupation since there's not very much there in the first place. One thing, though, that ought to be there, Americans need to clearly and fully understand the way we are seen in the rest of the world. Many on the right say they don't care, it doesn't matter because America is so all-powerful that it is able to literally change the axis of the earth as it spins. Not so anymore. We've really we've deteriorated into a rather third world country. No disrespect to third world countries, but look out because here we come. We might even try to bring you some democracy along the way. That said, there has been a massive PR campaign in the U.S., corporate interests underwriting it, the U.S. government backing it all the way to change Israel's image in the U.S. This worked out so well, they might want to try to apply the same techniques, tactics, and strategies to changing America's image overseas. America's image in other countries, in case you haven't noticed, is beyond dreadful. No one understands the Trump phenomenon. People are deplored, aghast, they find it hilariously funny, and everybody's a little bit scared, though it seems to be that Trump at this point is imploding. However, there is nothing more dangerous than a stupid enemy when it's cornered. If you've ever tried to fight off hyenas, you know what that must be like. You should probably be drunk before you try anything like that. And that said, the rest of the world does not have a very good picture of us. However, here at home, we're still talking about the Keystone Pipeline spill, the numbers are increasing. That event took place about a week ago, but the thing about pipeline spills is it's the gift that keeps on giving. We will not know for probably decades the extent of the damage we've done to our environment through lackadaisical policies regarding containment of spills, and nor, of course, will we fully understand our lack of responsibility when it comes to keeping fossil fuels in the ground in the first place. And that said, 10 schools in Oregon, water samples are tested up way above the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's lead limit, and the EPA's not a stellar example of responsibility when it comes to doing your job. So if they say it, then there's got to be some credibility there. We are off the charts when it comes to lead. How did that happen? And why didn't we know about it sooner? Well, those are things to look at a later date. You just can't build safety. Nearly a week after that, the pipeline operator TransCanada shut down a section. The Keystone, the company, it's still going on. Sorry, that is the tail end of the previous story. And trees for trouble? April Fool's Day, the Bureau of Prisons announced that it was forced to reopen a public comment period for the environmental impact statement on a maximum security federal prison, which, get this, they're going to build it anyway, and they're going to cut down old growth trees in order to do so. It doesn't get any better. And no one is paying attention. There's no one minding the store. There is one person, though. We have other headlines, and we'll try to get those to you later. There is one person that is indeed minding the store, and that is our guest today, David Swanson. He wrote a piece reviewing a film that's coming out. It's narrated by Roger Waters. It's The Occupation of the American Mind, and it traces the rise of Israeli war propaganda in the U.S., something that David Swanson knows a great deal about. So we should turn it over to David, right? Good morning, David.
Good morning. Good afternoon, where I am.
Yeah. How are you? It's good afternoon, and it's great to have you back on the KBOO airwaves. Now is definitely a moment in history when Americans might well consider the stories, the lies that they have been buying, because the Israeli presence, its destabilizing, bellicose presence in an already inflamed region, is making the situation worse by the day. What is this film about? Was it time to come out at this point? Because the timing couldn't have been better.
Well, I don't know the history of timing when it came out, but I agree with you. There is growing awareness and understanding in the United States about Israeli war lies, and to some extent, in certain ways, about U.S. war lies as well, and they're very similar. But it's really stunning to watch this movie that's, you know, does things that a book can't do, and shows video clips of U.S. politicians and media figures over and over parroting the exact same language that's been produced by Israeli propaganda and U.S. propagandists hired by the Israeli government. And then to watch, in contrast, some clips, and of course they picked the best ones, it's not perfect, but some clips from European media of Israeli top officials being questioned and their lies being debunked and disproven and serious grilling by media figures in other countries that just doesn't happen on big U.S. media.
Well, that's the thing, is if all across the country, small independent radio stations have been reporting on Israeli war crimes and are going through the Goldstone Report with a fine-tooth comb, broadcasting a great deal of this information, much in the same way that mainstream European media have been airing it. So, you know, if a bunch of hippies with crumbling equipment can find this out and broadcast it, why can't mainstream media? This is a fix that's been in for quite a while. What end? To what profit? Where's the money going now? I mean, you can answer that, but...
Well, you know, I think that it's not actually a case of the Israeli government taking over the U.S. media so much as the Israeli government taking over and having aligned interests with the U.S. government and the U.S. media obeying the U.S. government, and as it always does on every issue. And I would love to see the big U.S. corporate media start telling the truth about Israeli wars. But I think that we're starting to see signs of something even better than that, and that is people getting their news from good media, radio stations like this one, websites, videos, films, interaction with Palestinians in this case, so that when you look at people who get their news from outside the big corporate media, and you look at young people who, of course, tend more to get their news from alternative sources, you see a dramatic improvement in U.S. public opinion about Israeli wars, just as you see in the case of the Bernie Sanders campaign, who has, of course, all sorts of faults, including on this topic of Israeli war crimes, a campaign succeeding in an unprecedented manner with young people, despite the opposition of the big corporate media. And to my mind, those sorts of trends are even better news than the U.S. corporate media getting something right.
Well, yeah, and it seems too that this is this is part and parcel of this kind of different alternative sharing economy that has risen and is really giving corporate America the yips, because more and more people are departing from all kinds of business interest and fleeing them, and instead moving over into this other alternative economy. This is also no disrespect to small radio stations. We are one. Just making a point that if a small, underfunded, largely employee, volunteer-driven organizations can air the truth about these things, then why can't mainstream media? Well, we know the answer there. And what effect will the film have, do you think?
It depends entirely on how many people see it, I think. I think it is a wonderful film for beginners who know nothing about the creation of the State of Israel and the Nakba and the point of view of Palestinians in general, and who have heard the propaganda and nothing else, that always blames the Palestinians for being aggressive and always credits the Israelis with acting humanely and in response to terrorist threat and so forth. But it's also a terrific film for people who have been painfully aware of that for many years, because it looks in particular at this aspect of how the propaganda has been created, how Americans like Frank Luntz and Israelis have sat down and studied what would move people and what wouldn't, and come up with the phrasing and the lies and push them out there. I think that is going to be very powerful, and it's not likely, I think, to be pushed back against. I think it's going to persuade people who are at all capable of being persuaded if they see it. And so the fact that it's been well done and well promoted and has a celebrity, Roger Waters, narrating, I think is very encouraging. But it's, you know, it's part of a trend of great movies and great books and great activist efforts and boycott, divestment, sanctions movements that I find as a whole very encouraging, and perhaps the highlight of anti-war activism in the United States right now is in anti-Israeli war activism.
Well, there's been a lot of pushback on campuses when people speak when people attempt to perpetrate some of Israel's lies, there's a lot of pushback. There have been many instances, I guess. But one of the things that you wonder, reading through this and seeing the clip that's available that you can have a look at, what if the U.S. did just walk away from Israel at this point? What would the effect be if they just walked away? I mean, certainly, across the world, the image of the U.S. would be vastly improved. What do you think would happen? Briefly, in 30 seconds.
Very briefly, I also want to say I'm going to be speaking at Portland State University on Saturday and at a church in town before that. So go to warisalie.org and find those events. But I think the U.S. should walk away in an even-handed manner from propping up brutal governments in that entire region and arming them in that entire region, including Israel, but including Egypt and Saudi Arabia and Bahrain and Jordan and on and on, the terrorist groups in Syria. I think that ought to be done, a concerted effort to disarm a region where the majority of the weaponry is made and shipped from the United States. And people in the United States look scornfully down on this inherently violent part of the world without knowing that they are arming it. That should be done. And of course, it should start with Israel, but it shouldn't be just Israel.
We have to go now. Thank you so much for that. We're really glad to have you on the show today. Welcome back to KBOA's. Thanks so much. My guest has been David Swanson. This has been Air Cascadia for Monday, April 11th, 2016. Kate Welch engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Kate. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Up next, Locus Focus with Barbara Bernstein. Stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio, along with Street Roots Newspaper, is proud to co-sponsor Amy Goodman's Portland appearance.